This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Shannon Casey grew up playing guitar in a musical family, started writing her own songs in high school, but eventually she put that passion for music to the side to pursue a career in social work. Years later, Shannon watched as both of her younger brothers actively pursued their musical dreams, and she remembers thinking, hey, I want to do that too. So she put out her first album with the help of some friends and family and has been writing and performing with the band for the past 3 years. They call themselves Luray, or Luray if you prefer. They released their EP last year, and the second album is scheduled for release in 2017. Any way you say it, it's really good music. Luray is in town for a performance at School Kids Records in Raleigh tonight at 8 o'clock, and they join me in the studio now. Luray is Shannon Casey on the banjo and vocals, Scott Burton on the electric guitar, and CJ Wolf on the drums and the imbira. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you. So Shannon, tell us about this transition from social work to music, and how did that happen?
Well, I think it was seeing my brothers just continue to be alive and feed themselves and be happy and play music, and I enjoyed my career, too. I mean, I still like being a social worker, but music was always something I grew up with, and I kind of always was like, you know, in the back of my mind, you just have this dream of, like, what you want to be, and that's kind of what it was, and so after, like, a few years of doing that, I was like, well, you know, I better get to, like, doing whatever I'm here to do, you know?
Had you always known that? Because your brother, Sean, he's the one who was a producer for Bon Iver, right?
Oh, yeah, well, he plays in the band.
And plays in the band.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that's not just being a musician. That's kind of making a name for yourself.
Right.
Right? So to what, I mean, because again, on the one hand, there's getting to be in who you got to be. And then there's watching somebody really succeed wildly. And I wonder, you know, what impact that might have had. Like this is a big deal.
Right. I mean, I think it kind of came out of the blue. Like, he didn't expect it to be that big, you know, to be what it was. And yeah, I think that it did inspire me, like, wow, you know, like, he's playing in a band that's getting to do really cool stuff, not just like, you know, struggling artist. So I think that might have set me up for, you know, a little bit of false expectations in a way.
Well, but you'd been writing. I mean, that's the other interesting part, this stream of you that had been interested in music for a long time, even before, you know, your brothers had careers for themselves. So some part of you always knew.
Right. Right. I think that I'm just like the practical older sibling type that was like, must have a savings account.
Well, at the rate you're going, you might have one, and it might be music. And I can prove it if you will play a song for us right now.
I will play to prove it.
There you go.
Yeah. So this one's called Unwritten. It's one of our new tunes. Thank you.
out of all the asking. I'm not proud of all the asking.
That is the band Lou Rey performing Unwritten, a song from their forthcoming album scheduled for release next year. And Lou Rey is going to be performing at School Kids Records in Raleigh tonight at 8 o'clock. And you proved it, except we are having some trouble with the guitar. So if we were able to hear that, it would sound even better than it actually did. And it sounded good. So we're going to try to work out that problem on the fly because we're painting the train going down the tracks, as we say here on the State of Things.
Hey,
country.
You are our leader. What can we do?
We are painting the train. You can make that a song. That can be the title of your next album, Painting the Train, Going Down the Tracks. So now I'm going to try another technical feat. I'm going to ask CJ a question. And as you can see, CJ, you're about a mile and a half from a microphone. So what I'm going to do, because you're playing on that song, the electric mbira. And I understand that, tell us the story of how you got involved with this instrument.
I've always been fascinated by the sound of it. When I was studying my jazz degree at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, I had the opportunity to go to South Africa twice as a part of an exchange. And so when I was there the first time, I bought this mbira, and I started learning traditional songs that I was taught by the guy that sold it to me and made the instrument. And then I started to branch off and kind of write my own stuff.
Right. And what does that mean? You say write your own stuff. I mean, it's a percussion instrument. It generally supports what's going on. How do you then sort of work that into a band like this?
Well, I would figure out certain chord progressions that I could get from the notes, and then I would write melodies on top of those chords. Yeah.
So, Shannon, let me ask you, because now this is a sound, you know, it's got a kind of a traditional sound, your band does, given the instruments that you have, but this gives it some more texture and layering. Is this something you're interested in from the start?
Yeah, I always wanted to have interesting textures. I think with the banjo on top of like more ambient stuff, it kind of sticks out and pops out. And that was what drew me to, I guess, having the mbira in there too when we talked about it, because it was sort of like a banjo, but a different, you know, different tone. And so it kind of paired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I think that's, I detest the fact that the banjo has such a bad reputation because it is such a gorgeous instrument. And because of the sympathetic kinds of notes that it can create.
Right.
And again, with an instrument like that, you get clouds of music that you didn't even intend. It's generally always good. That's my opinion, but I'm sticking to it. Well, here's a question.
Thanks.
I don't know how we're doing on the guitar, but I'd love to hear another song. And whatever version of that and however many instruments you can bring to it,
sure.
That's the song we're going to hear. All right.
Hopefully we're good.
Yeah.
All right, this one's called Promise of Lakes, and I think it's one of the ones you were playing earlier, so it's off the first record called The Wilder. This one also has the mbira. Thank you.
You can ask me how.
The band is Lou Ray, and that's the song Promise of the Lakes. And Lou Ray is Shannon Casey on the banjo and vocals, Scott Burton on electric guitar, CJ Wolf on the drums, and Mbira. Lou Ray performs at School Kids Records in Raleigh tonight at 8 o'clock. We've got details at our website, stateofthings.org. I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to thank you, Shannon, and the band for so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having us. It was an easy drive from Richmond. We got to come here more often.
That's good. Well, we're happy to have you back. State of Things produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Norman, Katie Barron, and Laura Pelliser. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Widarski helping out today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Lou Ray.